HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hi guys, how's it going? What's the one thing you do every festive season? Except overload on mithai and cakes? Buy new clothes. Be it Diwali, Pujo, Eid, Onam or Christmas, it's a norm. But yeah, one of the many things we've learned this year is to take stock of the amount of waste we produce and do something about it. And fast fashion is a major problem. So, last week for the HD Brunch cover story, we got 6 people from different walks of life to bring in one piece of clothing they hadn't worn for a while. Then, our team upcycled or recycled it to give it a brand new look that the cover stars loved. I got them back on call after their shoot to tell us about their experience and how important upcycling is in today's day and age. In a day and age where fashion is the second biggest pollutant, upcycling and restyling construe mindful and responsible fashion. Not that it's a concept alien to us. India does have a tradition of hand-me-downs. So why not get inspired by last week's HD Brunch cover stars this festive season instead of buying new clothes? To tell us their experience, we have theatre artist Vidushi Mehra, entrepreneur Gautam Sinha, documentary filmmaker Yasmin Kudbai, marketing professional Krishnendu Chaudhary, and digital content creator and lawyer Abhinav Mathur. Congratulations, everybody, and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little about what you wore for the HD Brunch shoot and the importance of upcycling in today's times. Let's begin with Abhinav. Tell us a little about your experience.
So, Karishma, I wore my dad's old Xenia bomber jacket. So the story behind this was that while he was posted outside in Belgium and we were living there, he had bought this as a jacket, you know, for the first time in his life. He went to proper designer store and went and got this bomber jacket. And he was very, very proud of it because Indians have it, like this one jacket could be used in multiple ways because, you know, you could reverse it and it could change a color. So he's always very, very proud of this jacket. And so over the years, about a year or two back, in fact, he had given me this jacket back because he was kind of failing to fit into it. So he was like, you know, like, do you want to try a jacket like this? You know, it's pretty cool. And he wanted to sell it off to me by saying that, you know, it's a Xenia. So, of course, why would you not be interested in it? So I tried the jacket on, and you know, it's actually fantastic for and you know, the trend of the bomber jacket, it's never gonna die out. So when I tried it out, it fit me, and there was a weird joy on his face because he bought it when he was like 50 or 55 or something, and so it fit me now. So he was very happy with the fact that, you know, while he was 55, he looked the same, shape as a 30-year-old guy.
Gautam, tell us a little about your experience and the importance of upcycling today.
Yeah, I'm kind of an old school kind of guy. So for me, upcycling is a way of life. And in terms of what I wear and how I carry myself, I've always used products which have been used The second son. So obviously in India, the second son always gets the hand me overs from the elder one. So I'm kind of used to all this. It's never been a kind of an odd thing which people might end up feeling. I think everyone should do it. Whenever I do end up traveling, I always go to thrift stores and flea markets and, you know, see what we can salvage out of old garments that are there. And sometimes you get these treasures that, you know, no one else has. And they have a lot of character to it. And, you know, I think it's something you don't only buy the garment, but you kind of buy the personality of the person as well. And which is something that I do end up treasuring. And it's something that is coming back now. It used to be a lot more accepted earlier, and in the middle, fast fashion kind of ruined it. And clothes are at your disposal, and you can buy them and throw them anytime. And that's kind of I call it the prostitution of planet Earth, which has happened. And I think everyone should take a page from what's happened in the last couple of decades and start upcycling a lot more.
All right. So, Yasmin, tell us a little about your experience and how important upcycling you think is today.
So, you know, I wore a Chanderi handloom sari from one of my favorite states, Madhya Pradesh. And it was, when I got it, the designer was not very famous, but he did go, it was by Sanjay Raw Mango. And I don't think the brand was Raw Mango at that time. And so, you know, for me, upcycling is, it's not just about wearing a hand-me-down or an old garment. This this particular sari has been with me for close to about 13 years now. And I had just never worn it. So every summer I would take it out, and every winter I would put it back. Because there just never seemed to be a perfect time to wear it. I was never the perfect look to wear it. There were always children tugging at the sari. There was never an occasion. And I'm not an hoarder. So this sari was a piece of great guilt for me, because I absolutely loved it. I would take it out lovingly, put it back. So, you know, even to know how to use what we already own and possess is also a form of upcycling. Of course, in India, we've always lived with hand-me-downs, and, you know, I have had no issues. I love, something which doesn't fit you. We have enough cousins around our families and friends now to pass it through. And but I think, you know, learning how to wear something which perhaps, you know, you've never had the guts to or the perfect occasion to, even that is a form of upcycling, and or, you know, even remodeling your garments into other things, which a lot of people in your magazine, this issue only had done. At the same time, it is really important that we do not forget our weavers and the craftsmen who are dependent on us buying the handlooms to survive in these difficult times.
All right. So, Krishnendu, why don't you tell us, you know, about the importance of upcycling that you think we should all be focusing on?
Yes, absolutely. And I believe, like, Rainer Pills, if I'm not wrong, kind of reinvented, we were bored of listening to the word like recycling. So he came up with the word, which was very interesting and refreshing. And not until the 90s, I believe, people started talking about upcycling. And I believe being the 90s kid, I think that it's important for us to be the flag bearers for the generations to come, to reduce the carbon footprint as much as we can. It's a way of kind of modernizing and remaking a traditional sari and trying and using it on a regular basis. I was super impressed. How this shirt turned out after I made it. I wasn't sure, initially.
Well, we're glad that we made sure that you can now wear it again. And coming to Vidushi, tell us your thoughts on upcycling and freestyling.
I was wearing an old vintage Shantanu & Nikhil, which was designed specifically for a wedding ceremony in Delhi about 15 years ago. And I wore it as a kurta with tights, like with these very skin fit churidars. And I had forgotten about it. I wore it, and I mean, I remember receiving a lot of compliments because it was very, very forward for its time, because it was made in velvet and it had these big gold motifs, and it was an off shoulder. It was winter, and I remember it being a very statement sort of piece, and I was thinking, where am I and how am I going to wear this again? So it continued to sort of lay in my wardrobe as a relic, only till you guys resurfaced and asked us to take out something really old that we could upcycle and reuse. I would actually like to call it like a reinvention of some sort. I'd forgotten about this piece. And when I was looking at some of the stuff, I really found this to be the most attractive thing in my closet. And I don't know why I never wore it again. And it really hurt me that this piece was made with a lot of love, and it was so amazing at the time. And, you know, 15 years have gone by and I haven't worn it ever. So I intend to wear it as often as possible. And I'm glad that, you know, something made in black, gold and velvet never really goes out of style. What goes out of style is your thinking. And I'd like to believe that I'm reinventing a lot of how I think and how I'm going to be in the future. And this pandemic has taught us a whole bunch of things. And the one thing I'm sure that everyone will agree with me is that we don't want to waste. And we don't want to waste something that was made so beautifully and so specially for us.
So tell us a little about how important upcycling is in today's day and age for you personally.
I think upcycling is something which is more important now than ever for everybody. Gratitude is what 2020 is all about. So wasting clothes, wasting food, wasting paper, electricity is something which everybody needs to learn and reiterate. We all know it, all of us educated people especially know it, but we need to apply it in our daily life at the most. And if we have clothes which we don't need to or don't intend to even recycle, we must donate them rather than just let them stock in our own cupboards.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining in. And we hope you keep upcycling, restyling and posting about it so that we can all see it.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Karishma. It was wonderful catching up.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take
good luck
care.
To everyone. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
All the best.
Bye.
I confess, I've been really tempted to go off for a working staycation, with frantic and frequent sanitization in place, of course, especially since Bombay is so temptingly close to Goa, but more so because I know so many people who've run off to the hills. And if you're a Delhiite, you'll know that this is the perfect time to do so, right when the winter is setting in. Plus, with so many homestays offering month-long lodging, complete with fresh air, nutritious food, what else could your soul ask for? Wi-Fi, the workaholic in me is quick to point out, and yes, many of them have pretty decent internet now, including the Doi host in Uttarakhand, owned by newlyweds Disha and Sambit, who put up pictures of vegetables you can pluck for dinner and little puppies to guide you through the fields. And with winter coming, it'll only get better for those who dream of an isolated snowy retreat. Perfect for Christmas snow. HG Branch columnist V. Sangvi has been on a few staycations already. Listen on to hear about his experience.
Have you taken a plane recently? I'll be honest with you, I haven't. Yeah, I know all the arguments that it's very safe, that there's a ventilation system, which means that all the air goes backwards and out, etc., etc. But the truth is, I'm scared as hell of airports. I'm scared as hell of crowded aeroplanes. So since March, when I came back from Bombay, I haven't taken any planes at all. Is that a bad thing? Well, frankly, no. I feel much safer. But there is a problem, and that problem is it's sometimes difficult to just stay cooped up in one place. You need to go out for a break. You need to go out for a holiday. So here's my solution. This is what I've been doing. I drive. If you live in Delhi, as I'm fortunate enough to do, there are enough places you can drive to. I remember my wife and I, when we said, let's get out, we first drove to the Grand Bharat, which is in Manesar, which is sort of on the outskirts of Delhi. It had amazing social distancing measures. We had a very good time. We came back. then we were emboldened. We thought, if you can go to Manesar, why not try Rajasthan? So we went off to Raj Vilas in Jaipur, about 3.5 to 4 hours by car. We had the time of our lives. We came back. We were happy. Then we went to Alwar. And then we went again to the Rambagh Palace in Jaipur. So, 4 wonderful hotels. The Grand Bharat in Manesar, Raj Vilas in Jaipur, Aman Bagh in Alwar, and the Rambagh Palace in Jaipur. And we've come back better for it, I think, refreshed. I've got used to car journeys, but at least I'm not constantly worried about being infected. And I suspect many people are like me. Go out, have holidays, try and avoid aeroplanes, but take your car. After all, driving is the new flying.
Are you a social person, or are you one of those who likes being left alone unless absolutely necessary? If you belong to the former category, how have you quenched your thirst for meeting people every day? Have video calls been enough to replace tight hugs from your best friend during the lockdown? And if you, like me, prefer to have a much smaller circle, have you felt a touch of loneliness? I know I have, and weirdly enough, it's been quite specific for me. I've missed having that positive, supportive vibe you share when you're in the presence of other like-minded women. It's something I've always had, you know, having attended a girls' school and then a girls' college, and of course, mom was always there at home. And then there's also the wonderful women I've had the opportunity to work with as we race to meet deadlines. Here's what Rehana Munir has to say about what solitude really means and what we've learned during this lockdown.
So one of the favorite topics of discussion when friends meet is about which one of the group is the most social. And that conversation has really taken on great significance in our COVID era, as we call it. You know, we use this phrase, which I've always found a bit funny, people person, as if one would use a phrase like geese goose or mice mouse. But moving on from that line of thought, COVID has kind of upended a lot of our assumptions in that area. A lot of us who really took great pride in almost being misanthropic and not at all really interested in our fellow human beings have learned a little bit about what it really means to be by oneself and be isolated. And well, the other way around too, some of us who thought that we were very, very social and the only thing that makes us tick is being around people have learned some ways and some tricks to being alone and being happily alone at that. This week's column looks at that idea, you know, of what solitude means and how we've come to describe it in this very unusual year when we have all the time in the world. And I for one keep wondering, you know, is what I'm feeling right now, does it fall under the category of solitude or is this loneliness? And as serious as the discussion might be, there are also very many funny ramifications of this argument, some of which I've looked at in this column. I would love to hear from all of you, you know, what your take has been on this very pertinent issue. You know, it's a timeless argument. And like all timeless arguments, this year has thrown everything into very sharp relief. I hope you enjoy reading it. Bye.
She's got class, a big voice that's versatile and soothing even when it's hitting notes that are right up there. I'm talking about Delhi musician Kamakshi Khanna, who's been winning hearts over the last few years with her originals. And more recently, her refreshing Instagram live music sessions. She's someone I've known for more than a decade now, since she was singing in school and with the choir Artists Unlimited, before going on to lead the Western Music Society of Lady Sriram College. She even had a trio with Abhilasha Sinha and Tarana Marwa called River. She's grown beautifully over the years and I'm most excited of what she's coming up with next. For now, here's a rendition of her first ever Hindi single called Kareeb, which addresses the idea of learning to love yourself. Something we could all use today, no?
Hey guys, it's Kamakshi Khanna, and I'm going to be performing an acoustic version of my latest release, Kareeb. Hope you guys like it.
जिंदगी का कुछ हल नहीं, थोड़ी थोड़ी खो गई है ये जमीन, तेरे आसमां में जो मैं उड़ गई, छोटी छोटी तेरी वो बातें, तेरी कहानियों से बन गई मेरी रातें, छुपी छुपी मेरी हंसी अब खुल गई, तू पास आ गया तो बात बन गई मेरे नसीब में, कैसे हुआ ये मेरे करीब जो तू हुआ मेरे नसीब में, कैसे हुआ ये मेरे करीब जो तू आ, हो, 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 मेरे करीब जो तू आ, हो, 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 मेरे करीब जो तू आ.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. That was my song called Kareeb, and hope you guys have a great weekend brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.